Welcome to Masachos Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah begins, Shiara, a caravan of people that are traveling, Shechansa Babika, that it set up camp, it pitched its tents in a Bika. A Bika is a large valley. A valley halachically is called a Carmelis, which is only rabbinically prohibited to carry inside of it. Vikifua, so to be able to carry and have no issue on Shabbos, the people, the travelers who were Jewish, they surrounded the entire camp that they're in, Beklei Behema, using different items that are used for animals, saddles and things like that. And they surrounded their whole area with all these different items to make a mechitza, to kind of make a barrier. Metatlim b'tocha, the halacha is that a person is permitted to carry on Shabbos, and we view it like a reshus hayachad, like a private property. However, that the items that they use have to be at least 10 tefachim high, approximately 30 inches. And that even if there are openings between the saddles, for example, or between the different items that are there, there has to be more area that has barriers than open. However, if more of the area is open than barriers, then halacha is it doesn't work. Says the Mishnah, kol pirtza shika esar amos, if let's say you have more items there, so more of the area is surrounded than not surrounded, but there is a large pirtza, there's a large opening of 10 amos. Mutaris, it's still permitted to carry in there. Meshika pesach, we just view it like an opening to this enclosure. Yasser mikab, once it's more than 10 amos, approximately 18 feet or so, usser, then it's prohibited to carry because you don't view that anymore like a just an opening into it. We view it like a pirtza, just like a large gaping hole, and therefore it's no longer considered surrounded and one's not allowed to carry. Now the Mishnah gives a piece of advice or a life hack according to halacha, where a person can construct a mechitza, an enclosure, and be able to carry even though they don't have items that are very tall. The Mishnah says like this, Makipet shloshu chavolim zel amalam izeh. They can place stakes all around the area that they're in, and then they can use three ropes, one on top of the other. Ubelvad, however, there cannot be more than three tefachim. So what you do is, you put these stakes all around the area to make your enclosure. Then you put the first rope all the way around the stakes, less than three tefachim off the ground. Then you do the next one, a little less than three tefachim higher, and three tefachim is about 9 inches. And then you do the next one, approximately three tefachim. So you only have three ropes. But altogether, that is considered a mechitza, even though there's a gaping area between each rope. But that halacha is called lavad, and we view the area as if those areas are filled in with mechitza, with enclosure, and it's permitted to carry there. Shir chaval, the actual rope itself, va'avgan yesra al tefach. When you add up the thickness of all three ropes, they have to be at least a tefach, so that you should have a total enclosure that's 10 tefachim high. This actually is a theory that that could be used for a sukkah. In theory, if a person doesn't have something to make the walls out of, they could, in theory, use ropes. And those ropes, as long as they're within less than three tefachim of one another, are considered like it's filled in, and those would be considered walls, perhaps, for their sukkah. Obviously, please don't rely upon this Mishnah when you construct your sukkah, and contact a local halachic authority to make sure your sukkah is kosher. Wishing you a wonderful, beautiful day.